gonna take it.
Hello, and welcome to a special episode of Oral Intensity, a Glee podcast. I'm Dan.
And I'm Dylan.
And today we're talking about the second episode of the Glee project entitled Theatricality.
Yay.
So it's just me and Dylan today. Clara's away on vacation. Nari's sick. So this is probably going to be a shorter episode because we're just talking about one episode of the Glee project. But we thought we'd get this out there. I just have a few notes before we get into the actual episode I want to talk about. One thing is, since I've been uploading the podcast episodes, something's up with iTunes. I'm not exactly sure what's going on. You might have noticed that some of the episodes are completely out of order on iTunes, and that some of them are, like, the first four are missing right now. And they're on the blog. They work. If you want to listen to them on the blog, they're still there. But I'm kind of worried about new listeners if they want to start from the beginning. But I guess they'd probably focus on the newer ones. But for some reason, they're just not showing up on iTunes. I'm going to try to fix it, but I just wanted to apologize for any inconveniences there. Next up, I just want to talk about, there's no episode of the Glee Project on Sunday. I'm not sure exactly why. Maybe 4th of July?
Probably,
yeah. Yeah, so that kind of changed our plans. It means we have a little more time to catch up with the podcasts. So I think what we're going to do is talk about the third episode, Vulnerability, within our original song podcast, which we'll do later this week. And then, you know, I can get both of those up together.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, that's the plan. So we'll be all caught up by the time the fourth episode comes out. So that'll be good. So, let's get into theatricality. What did you think of the episode overall?
I was very upset with the conclusion.
Yeah.
We got kicked off. That wasn't right.
I was not happy with that either.
No.
We'll get to that, though.
Yeah.
But overall, the songs and everything, were you a fan of the episode?
Yeah, I think it was a good idea to do theatricality this time. They did it right instead of individuality. It just didn't actually have a definition.
Yeah.
This is good. They did a good job.
Yeah, and I liked having Adina here. I thought she gave some good advice.
I feel like it's kind of a cop-out, though.
Why?
I mean, they're not going to put, like, Finn in there or something. Are they ever going to get, like, real, like, the real Glee people up
that's
there?
That's a good question. I mean,
Adina's famous on her own. But
honestly, I'd kind of rather have Adina for this particular thing.
Yeah, it was good to
but,
have her.
But, yeah, it's a good question. I don't know. I mean, I don't want to spoil anything. I do know that Darren's coming back. Mm-hmm. I know that Mike Chang is going to be in an episode, but again, he's not really, like, a real Glee. He's still second tier.
What about, like, Rachel or something? I'm sure she'll come in the last episode.
She'll probably
be,
like, the finale, yeah. I wonder if like, Finn... I wonder who will be there for, like, sexuality and stuff. Maybe,
Puck.
Like, Santana or...
Yeah, probably Santana.
It'd probably be, like... It would have been nice if they brought Heather Morris instead of Mike Chang for the danceability one.
Yeah.
And again, I'm sorry if I spoiled people. I don't know how much people care about that, but...
I'm sorry.
But yeah, I thought it was a fun episode. The songs were pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Why are you children so obsessed with Gaga? She's like, that's fine and everything, but they screamed. They screamed like little babies, and it freaked me out.
The thing is, like, I agree that they're so over the top with, like, mm-hmm. every announcement.
Like, they have to be, right?
But, like, how can they, like, if they're just like, yeah, like, it would be kind of odd.
Yeah, people wouldn't watch the show, right?
I guess it's funny.
I think I'd watch the show more if they were just like, yeah.
If there was, like, awesome. A normal level of excitement instead
yeah,
of, like,
you know?
Freaking out everything,
going,
like, oh! Like,
yeah.
it's, like, so manufactured because it happens at the beginning of, like,
yeah.
every episode.
Seriously, if they put, like, the worst song in the world on there, they'd still
yeah.
scream like that. Yeah.
I want someone to be like, oh, God, I hate this song.
Yeah,
I want
someone
to do
that.
Yeah, that would be really funny. What do you, I know they kind of have to do this too, but another thing that's been annoying me about the show is that every single episode they have to explain how the show works.
Oh, like award-winning music video maker, this guy.
Yeah. Or yeah. like, oh, like, even though, they're a great singer, we're still looking for who is the best
yeah.
person to write for, and like, First we do the homework assignment, then we do the blah blah.
It's like Yu-Gi-Oh. Same thing.
I don't know. Hopefully they'll stop doing that by like the sixth episode or something. I know it's like the second episode, yeah. But I have a feeling they're going to continue with that. But I also, one thing I like about the show, and don't at the same time, is that they continue to put people in the bottom three that I actually like. So it gives it an extra level of drama.
Yeah.
Instead of just putting in like the people you expect to be kicked off every time.
Yeah, that's good.
All right, so let's get into, I think the way we're going to organize this episode and some probably the future ones is just going through the contestants and saying how we felt they did, and then getting into the songs, and we'll keep the bottom three for after once we get into the songs. So do you want to set off
into that? Sure. We'll start with Alex.
Okay.
What'd you think about Alex's time? I know you didn't really like him the first time.
I mean, He's a good singer. I definitely...
And I like his singing.
Yeah, he's very theatricalistic. I don't know how you say it. Theatrical.
Yeah, I think that's a word.
I guess, first of all, it really annoyed me that he's like, if I don't win this homework assignment, something's wrong. And then he did win, and it annoyed me. I don't know. My problem is I feel like no one's ever going to say anything negative about him because of his orientation. Like... And, like, I just want someone to say something negative towards him. And I guess, really, one thing I thought was not cool of them is they had this whole part where they were talking during the music video being made about how certain characters they felt weren't leaving the box of, like, their individuality from the episode before. Like, they were saying that Ellis was still being a child and Hannah was still being the funny one. And I feel like Alex was probably the worst perpetrator of this. He was just being a gay, you know, diva fashion person the entire music video. I don't think he was acting like a rock star. He was just like himself, you know?
Mm-hmm. I mean, his character really fit with the music video, but it wasn't what they asked for. And so I know they overlooked because of that.
Yeah. Well, the other thing is they can't mark him down because he won the homework assignment.
Yeah, yeah.
But so I wish they had said, like, one line, like, oh, yeah. We wish your acting had been, like... It just seemed like he was being himself, and it bothered me. But, you know, great act, great singing.
Great singing, yeah. I was impressed, I guess. Yeah. Cameron's next.
I love Cameron.
I love Cameron.
That's all I can say.
I love Cameron. He's really cute.
I loved his
great
little...
Great singing. He's just so good.
Yeah, I loved his performance in the Bad Romance. Yeah. He was doing the
talking part.
Yeah, talking part, yeah.
Good.
Really good. He has a really good. He's really good mannerisms too. And mm-hmm. I loved his like little dance moves
his
he was
dance
doing
is
during.
Good. The, yeah, definitely.
He was perfect. Yeah. And it's great that I think that it is interesting that he can pull off like this like cool like suave thing while he also looks sort of dorky.
Yeah.
And
it's a good mix.
Yeah, he's
really
he's
good.
Fantastic.
Mix. For an actor and a person.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like him. I guess we can move on.
Yeah, we love him.
Yeah. Damien's next.
Damien, he was kind of in the background this episode.
That's what they said last time, but I thought this time more than last time.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know. It's odd. It's one of those weird things, again, because he didn't get in the bottom three, you don't see him as much. So it's like, you feel like he's in the background more. But, I mean, I thought he was, I kind of liked him in the music video with his, he popping his head in and doing that.
Yeah,
I mean,
that was cute.
I don't know. He sang well, I don't know. He kind of fit the rock world well, so I...
Yeah, I know. Yeah. He looked nice. I want to know, as an Irish dancer myself, if he was ever an Irish dancer. Because I feel like he should know a little bit more if he ever was.
They act like he has not done very much dancing.
Dancing, yeah. Because, I mean...
Yeah, it's
as an Irish dancer, you know how to, like, be strong on stage and, like, really show yourself.
Yeah.
And he's not doing that, so I guess
I would
that's
like,
too bad.
I'd like to hear him... be in his element for once, you know? We haven't heard him doing what he... He was on, he was in that group. I forget what it's called.
Celtic Thunder.
Yeah. And obviously, he was good.
Yeah.
So I want to see him doing his own...
It's a completely different atmosphere.
Yeah.
That's why he's having trouble now.
Yeah. But I would like... I guess... I don't know. I don't know if they... I know they have, like, some sort of special where they showed the auditions of people, like, being cast and everything. And I didn't see that. It's not on Hulu. I don't know where you can find that, but... I'd like to just see him, his audition, and just see what his... Because I know they're not going to do that in Glee, but I'd still like to see what he's good at and prove that he has talent, you know?
Definitely. What about Hannah?
Hannah's an interesting person. I think... First of all, I think it's really odd that he keeps calling herself the funny person when
I haven't seen her be funny at all.
I know. It's I don't feel like she's the funny girl. She's kind of like goofy in some ways, yeah. I guess. But I really
go ahead.
I really like her as a person. I love what she says about Lindsay, how she's very like she stays out of bad situations.
Yeah, but she knows
she's
what's
like,
wrong.
Like she's like the normal adult.
Yeah,
like,
she has morals,
watching.
Which is good.
Yeah.
She looked amazing as the rock star though. I think she looked great.
Mm-hmm.
She, like, did a good job. She's like, oh, I'm not used to this, so I'm just gonna, like, pretend. She looked great as, like, this glam rock star thing, and I don't like glam, but it looked good.
Yeah.
She looked good.
I mean, I like her a lot. I don't necessarily want her to continue on the show that much longer, just because I don't think she fits that well in the Glee world. Mm-hmm. She just, I mean...
I agree.
I mean, I don't want to be bad, but I feel like two overweight people is enough for the show. I don't think we need
just because Glee is going to... talk about that a lot.
Yeah.
They're gonna make it a thing.
Yeah.
And it shouldn't be a thing.
Yeah, exactly. I really wish that he was on the show instead of Lauren Zizes, but if Lauren Zizes is still gonna be on the show, then there you go.
But then Puck could have two love interests. But no, Hannah's too nice.
Overweight.
Hannah's way too nice for Puck. Lindsay's next.
Let's save Lindsay.
We're gonna save Lindsay because I got a lot to say. We're gonna go with Marissa.
All right.
Nice little Marissa.
Yeah, you feel like she kind of fades into the background.
She does. I more than Damien. Mm. Just so boring. Sorry.
I mean, I feel very biased on her because I think that she's cute, but
she's like normal. She's like cute in a normal way.
Yeah. And I would like to see her on Glee, and I think she has. No. I think she has a different look than a lot of the other people.
No, I don't think so.
Really?
No, she's just very plain.
I think she has some cool, good mannerisms, and I wish that her voice was a little bit better. I feel like she's good, but...
I like her singing.
Yeah, I think...
She fades.
She's good, but she doesn't... I would like her to be in the bottom three, not to lose, but so that I could see her
just
sing
so
the
she
whole
can,
song.
Just so she can, like, learn a little bit more out of that.
Yeah.
She needs more experience or something.
Yeah. And I honestly, I mean, I don't think that... At this point, I don't think that Marissa or Lindsay is going to be kicked out for a while because...
Yeah.
I know, well, again, mild spoiler alert, but there's episodes called Parability and Sexuality coming up, and I don't think they're going to kick off the attractive girls for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So, and same thing with Cameron
what
and
about the
Cameron
boys
and boys
and Samuel. Samuel, he's hot.
Sort of cut you've gone hair. To that point?
It's been two episodes and I'm already in love. It took me a while.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Samuel now.
Oh, I have one more thing about Marissa before we move on. I can't remember if I said this in the last podcast because I haven't edited the first one yet. But I did see there was a little video on Facebook where Marissa was asked who she would sing a duet with if she got on the show. And she said that she'd want to do a duet with Sue and have Sue be like berating her and saying mean things to her the entire time. And that made me think that maybe it was, like, a hint towards her possibly being the winner, because I know that they're talking about the winner being someone that Sue hates a lot. So, I mean, that fit in my mind, like, a clue.
Hates more than most people?
Yeah. I have no idea why. Here's the thing. Can you think of any of these people that have, a personality trait that Sue would hate?
Hate?
Yeah, I can't, like...
Well, what does she hate more than anything? She hates everything.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, like... Okay, I can't picture it being Hannah or Alex, because she is good about gay things, she is good about weight. I feel like it would be someone, like, you know how she, like, hated that Santana got a boob job?
Yeah, someone very fake.
Yeah, I feel like maybe she'd hate Lindsay, maybe she'd hate Emily.
No, but I want Lindsay to win.
Yeah. I can see her sort of hating, who was the other person that I could see her hating? Maybe Samuel, maybe...
Samuel would just be more hair jokes.
Yeah. I don't know. I could picture her hating Damien. Maybe she just hates the Irish for some reason.
Yeah.
maybe she like can't understand his accent. I can picture that.
I can
see
that.
A lot.
Yeah, I can.
But okay, let's move on.
What about Samuel?
All right, I like Samuel a lot.
I do. Yeah, he's a great singer.
Yeah,
like, that's awesome.
And he really is comfortable in his body.
Yeah, very
they said, I think Adina says that.
Adina, yeah.
And he's just very. He has good dance moves. He has good mannerisms.
Yeah.
He's a really good guy. I want to see him move near the end.
Yeah,
I don't know if I want him to win, but
I can definitely see a character coming out of him.
Yeah, I'm starting to see it more.
I can see the writers being inspired by him, so I hope so.
He's an interesting guy.
Yeah.
I'd like to see him do a full song.
Yeah.
I think. It's a very odd thing that, like, we only get to hear snippets of everybody until they do badly.
Yeah, I know.
It's kind of funny, but, you know.
We're going to talk about Emily.
Yeah, Emily. I like her a lot more in this episode than I did in the first one.
She's okay.
I don't know how I feel about her exactly.
Yeah.
She's
good.
She is interesting. She's a, I'm thinking more about, like, her comments. that she makes.
Yeah.
Because she talks to the camera a lot, you know, those little talking interview things. And I think this episode, she really pointed out Lindsay's faults accurately, and she is, even though she seems like she would be that Santana bitchy.
Yeah, but she's kind
of
nice.
She's only the flirty part of Santana.
Yeah, I know.
She's not the bitch. Yeah. She really does feel bad for Ellis, and she is trying to help. And I really like that, because it's not expected. You expect her to be a bad person.
Yep. if you're a flirt, I mean, it's usually the popular girls who are always mean, and they flirt with everyone.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what you expect,
I like Emily. I like Emily as a person. I don't know whether I'd want her to win. I mean,
yeah, I'd like to see some more of her, I think. Just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
A little tiny bit.
So,
Lindsay?
Okay, she's the only one we have left.
Yeah,
in the bottom three.
Lindsay.
All right. I'm going to annoy you here.
Go for it. She's hot. I like her. That's what's going to happen right now. I'm ready.
I understand why you guys like Jesse now.
Oh. I didn't know that was coming.
I am having the Jesse effect of, I know that she is a bad person, I know all that, but she's so talented and she's really attractive.
Dan, let's come over here.
And also, I mean, I think she's an interesting person. First of all, you can't necessarily say that she's actually like that. We don't know how much of it's over the top for the show.
Mm-hmm.
I also like her as a character. I like that there's a villain. I like that there's a person for everyone to hate.
Mm-hmm.
And I also like that she isn't purposefully going out of her way. Like, she's like an idiot in a way. Like,
no, she is a, like, perfect girl bitch thing that everyone hates, and does it on purpose to break people's hearts and kill them.
I don't know if she said that thing to Alice about the kissing thing.
Oh, yes,
to be a mean person.
She was mean. That was mean.
I know it was mean, but I don't know if she was trying to be mean.
You are a mean girl, Lindsay. You are a mean girl. You should watch that movie sometime.
I definitely think that the Lindsay comment was bad, the kissing thing. It's really, like, but I feel like she was just being an airhead and didn't really, like, think about it.
Oh, no, that's how girls fight, and that's horrible.
All right,
She makes fun of Alice. I wouldn't be able to watch Glee anymore. That's how much I don't like her.
Even if she was the villain?
Antiheroes can only be, like, you need to have some redeeming quality besides, I can sing.
Well, I think Jesse was just as bad, honestly.
Jesse had, like, well, because I don't think Lindsay's hot, so that, like, there's only I can sing. But Jesse was, I can sing, I'm hot, and I have, like, all these cool scenes.
Yeah.
But, like, he had that, like, tension with the eggs. That was important. Okay, so if an actor is a bitch, then, like, it tarnishes the experience of the show. Like, Charlie Sheen.
Because that show was so amazing to begin with.
Well, you know, like, I used to watch it, and now I can't, because Charlie Sheen is, you know,
yeah,
a drug addict.
Okay,
really bad drug addict.
Okay, here's my feelings. She doesn't, when they make a character out of her, she doesn't have to be that way as the character.
No.
And
But I'm going to know her as that
But
now.
We don't, because we don't know that that's who she actually is.
But that's how I've seen her.
That's true.
It's ruined everything. I have her same headband that she was wearing this episode. I don't think I can wear it again.
Oh, my God.
I can't wear it again. I'm ruined. It's gone.
I think you're going to enjoy episode 3, because there's some really, like, funny Lindsay stuff.
Great.
I want Lindsay to stay on the show for at least a while, because I like this aspect of the show. I like the fact that everybody hates her. My only problem with it is that the judges are not taking notice.
Yeah, that's my problem.
I don't know whether... I'm assuming the judges are seeing what's happening behind the scenes, because she's being perfectly sweet and nice during all the photo, like, during all the parts where the judges are around.
Maybe.
But, you know, I don't know. I mean, they take Ellis out because of her bad attitude, and they thought Bryce had a bad attitude, that basically the first two people who left are because of their attitudes.
Yeah.
And Lindsay definitely is not meshing with the cast, and I mean, they would think that they'd be like, oh, this would not work if she was working with the Glee people, that she'd be having a bad attitude and thinking she was so good and everything.
She'd ruin people's lives. Like, she'd just be a horrible person.
That's so funny.
Imagine Puck crying in the corner because this other actor is being mean to him. It's gonna happen.
Oh my God.
She's a heartbreaker. A mean person. I don't like her at all. I really don't.
Yeah, I think it is weird that, I mean, I think he should have at least been, you know how they have the first six people who get go ahead.
Yeah,
and
been in that.
She should have been in the bottom six, and they should have said, look, you did really, he did amazing that at this week.
She's decent. She could be good, I don't know.
Yeah.
I can't even look at her anymore, I can't listen to her singing because I'm so, like, sidetracked, I don't know. I'm biased by her bad attitude.
And what did you think of the whole, I get so many blessings, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, seriously? Shut up, I don't want to hear you.
Yeah, bitch. I don't, it's kind of ridiculous, but I don't know, I really, I, the other thing is, I liked her on Facebook, and when she talks on Facebook, she seems like a much more normal, nice person, so I don't know how much of it, like,
yeah.
I feel like that whole speech about the blessings thing is something that someone could have written in a writer's room to make everybody hate her.
Yeah.
Like, I don't it's know, true. I really want
to
know.
But saying that to Ellis, like,
yeah.
Like, oh, was it your first kiss?
Yeah.
That's so rude.
Yeah, I agree. And I really did like how Hannah reacted to that.
Yeah.
How Emily did. I mean, I think they were both
fun.
But, all right, let's move on.
Let's move on. Lindsay. I don't want to talk about her anymore. I'm done.
All right, so let's get into the songs, I guess. Let's start with Bad Romance.
Oh, my God! Bad Romance! I'm so excited! I love Gaga so much!
Well, how
I could be in the Glee Project now.
What?
I can be in the Glee Project now because I did that. Perfect.
Oh, my God. How do you feel about them doing songs that were already on Glee?
Do
you,
I like that.
You do?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. I like that they do half and half, that they do a couple. They yeah.
Don't only I don't do, want like the whole thing.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's nice hearing new songs, but it's also nice hearing
things.
How will these people fit into Glee.
Yeah, yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
So what do you think of Bad Romance overall?
It was good. I mean, yeah. They had their own like choreography and everything. That was cute.
Yeah.
I really I think the boys really shined.
I do too. I think Alice did a really good job too.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah. So which boys in particular?
Cameron, Samuel. Yeah.
Yeah. would you have picked Alex as the winner?
I don't know. I think I might have. Maybe.
I might have picked Cameron, maybe.
I don't think Cameron.
Really?
He
I really like.
Was really good, but not perfect. Mm. Not as good as Alex was.
I guess. I just really liked what he did with the speaking part.
Yeah, it was really interesting.
I think Samuel did great, too.
Yeah, maybe I'd pick Samuel.
I think I'd pick Samuel.
Because he did a really good job.
Yeah, I think he
Or even Ellis.
Yeah, I think Ellis did really great.
That was really cool.
Yeah. I think they did a good job, usually, of when they give compliments to a few people before they pick the winner. That's they usually nice. Pick the right people.
Yeah.
I wasn't really that huge a fan of this homework assignment, in general. I just, I don't know, I felt it kind of just felt like it was just there and wasn't
but
very...
But it's Gaga.
Yeah.
No, I know. Know.
It was just kind of blah. It was
But
it was
it's
fun.
Theatricality and you gotta pick Gaga for that.
Yeah.
It's true. It's the way of the world, Dan.
Alright, so what do you think of the second music video?
Twisted Sister?
Yeah,
We're Not Gonna Take It.
We're Not Gonna Take It, yeah. I really like that song.
Yeah. I actually wrote down who I thought stood out.
Yeah, good.
Samuel, Ellis, and Cameron.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Definitely.
They were great. I was so happy with them.
Yeah, and I loved the kiss, too. Did you like the...
Yeah,
yeah
that was so
really,
cool.
Yeah, really awesome. I think you did a great job.
Yeah, definitely.
And I'm trying to think who else I liked. I mean, we already talked about how I felt about Alex. What the hell was Lindsay wearing in that?
I mean, like...
It was
weird.
It was odd.
Bad costume.
I feel like a lot of their costumes were odd.
Yeah. Who would I say looked good? Hannah's costume was cool, though. I liked hers.
Yeah, you liked Hannah's.
And she was really comfortable in it.
I didn't like Emily's that much.
No.
And I agree that Mateus wasn't that great in this.
Yeah, he wasn't,
You know, he was fine, whatever. McKinley was
they
blah.
They said very, like, one of the people, I think it was the dance teacher, said very quietly... when he was in the bottom three, that, what's it, he looks like, he acts like a boy band.
Oh, yeah.
You know? He was very boy bandy.
Yes.
That's true.
That is, I agree. I don't know, I like Mateus. I don't know if he's good enough,
yeah.
But I like Mateus.
Yeah.
So what do you think of just, like, the music video as a whole? Did you think it was, like, a good music video?
I don't know about this award-winning guy, because I don't think he's very award-winning. I thought it was bad camera, low funding, it looked like, because the lighting was all off.
Mm.
Honestly, like, the beginning part with the cafeteria,
Yeah. That
was crap.
Really?
That was really crap.
Yeah, I
could
I
see
agree.
An amateur making that video.
Yeah.
Yeah, that didn't look good for, you know, award-winning
I think,
Glee.
I think episode 3 definitely has an award-winning music video in it.
Okay.
I think it's fantastic.
Yeah, no, like, if this music video was a real, like, TV music video that, you know, a star came up with, I'd be like, that's crap. I don't even know why I'm paying money to buy your CD. That is not professional at all.
I thought it was fine. I don't like it. I think this is probably my least favorite music video, but I thought it was kind of fun to see them trying to act and not just be themselves.
Yeah, that was nice. I liked the people in it, I guess.
Yeah, I agree. I'm trying to think
The dancing was subpar.
Yeah, I agree with that, too.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if it was the choreography or the people. I can't tell at this point.
Yeah. It's hard to tell. Oh, I know what I was going to say. Okay. We just had to edit out a bunch of stuff because I was going crazy trying to think of what I was going to say. I feel like I'm going to get getting spoiled by these music videos, and once Glee comes back, I'm going to be really annoyed with the camera angles during musical numbers. I really want Glee to take a cue from this and focus on certain characters while they're... Oh, my God. Like, I mean, the vulnerability episode, which is the next one, basically does a very similar thing to what they did for Born This Way, except it was so much better.
Oh, like, good. Yeah, because you got, like...
Yeah, because you could see it. Like, they focused on individual people and emotion, and it wasn't just happy, born this way. Like,
yeah, I want to actually see what the show's about, not...
Yeah. But why don't we talk about the different coaches and how you feel about them in this episode?
Yeah. I don't know their names,
do you? Yeah, I think Zach is the guy for the dancing.
Oh my god, he's cool.
I like him a lot. He's cool,
yeah.
I'd like him to, like, maybe even be a character on Glee for a little bit.
I know,
bit.
Yeah. Teaching them how to dance on the show, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and he's, like, a good mix of, like, goofy, but cool, but mean, but nice, but, like...
If I could do anything in the world, I'd want to take a dance lesson from him. I really do. Wow. Like, as a dancer, he's cool.
Yeah, he's really cool.
Yeah.
I like him a lot. I really like Nikki, too, the vocal coach.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's very interesting, because he's, like, sort of cutesy and sweet, but is still, like, very on the point, and still is, like, says what he's thinking.
Yeah.
And is doesn't hold back with her comments.
Yeah, she's very professional.
Yeah, he's a very, very good...
She knows she's good, too. I like that.
Yeah. Do you have any comments about her vocal coaching or anything?
She's decent at it, like... Yeah. Like, she's pretty good, from what I see. I don't know. Not bad.
What did you think about the whole Ellis telling off Brooke? I think Brooke is the other dance
person. Yeah, Brooke's the dance teacher. She was a little rude.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's enough to kick her off the show or anything, you know? Like,
that's the whole thing. I feel like these little rude comments, like, first, I have to be honest, the Bryce comment in the last episode really wasn't that bad at all. Like, when you
but
have someone like...
professionals can get ticked off really easily.
Yeah. But when you have people like Emily flirting with... your guest
that's,
person,
that's
and you have
morally wrong, first of all,
and you have Lindsay and the show. Like, I feel like kicking off Alice and Bryce for these reasons are not.
Yeah, I mean, like, I work in an office building, and I can, you know, critique my boss a little bit.
Yeah,
because I'm in a editorial position, so like I can critique my boss's writing and stuff. That's no problem. But if I was gonna flirt with someone at work, that's like a huge.
Bad
idea. I don't know. And you don't do that.
Yeah. And it just. I don't know, and I guess it really is about the way you say that. I mean, like, okay, yeah, he was rude, I agree, but she should have just apologized and been like...
Yeah,
like,
I know,
But anyway, why don't we get into the bottom three?
Okay.
So, they ended up picking Mateus, McKinley, and Ellis.
Mm-hmm.
Would you have picked those three as the bottom three?
Yeah, I think I would have, maybe not Ellis, I think she was fine. I mean, she had a bad attitude, so I guess so. But still, I think Emily was good, Sam was good, Marissa would be in it.
No, yeah. I can see that.
Yeah, she's boring.
I thought he did pretty good in the music video, but...
Nope, I don't think so.
All right, so we both agree that Alice was the best out of the three for the final performances.
Definitely.
Her performance of Back the Knife was great, like, she's an amazing singer.
Yeah.
And it really fit her voice well, I loved her outfit. And I thought she had really good little hand gestures she did. And she,
once again, like last time, I was going to listen to her song.
Big Spender.
Big Spender. Yeah. And I listened to it all week this week, like off and on. But I'm going to listen to Mac the Knife now. That's a great song.
Yeah.
She did a good job.
They pick good songs for her.
Yeah, definitely.
And I just thought, like, she realized she had done something wrong. They went through that whole thing.
Yeah, she was trying.
And I feel like, my feeling is this. McKinley really doesn't have a personality, and she's an amazing singer, I give her props, but there's a lot of amazing singers out there, and it's not just about the singing, they said that every episode, so, like, McKinley is not going to magically gain a personality, whereas Ellis could have tried harder and, you know, done better, like, with the attitude, so I just think, I don't want to see McKinley anymore, I don't want her to be around. I don't want to deal with her being kicked off because it's just another episode that I won't care about when she's able to be like, yay, she's finally kicked off. And I think that Alice could have brought a lot more to the show continuing on.
Definitely.
What do you think of McKinley's performance and McKinley in general?
She did a good performance, I think. She didn't fade into the background as much. But at the same time, I wasn't happy with any of her other performances, so.
Yeah. I don't know, I guess, I thought it was a really good song, and she did good, but it...
Well, what's his name, the writer?
Of the song?
No.
Oh, Ryan Murphy.
Ryan Murphy?
Yeah.
He was the only one, he gave bad comments to her, but no one else. Like, he gave the worst comments to her, and then he picks her to stay?
Yeah, I don't...
What
I
the
don't
hell know. Is that, guy?
Yeah, he said, he asked Alice about her attitude, but yeah, he was like, oh, we don't do jazz on our show, blah, blah,
yeah,
blah,
yeah, that's
blah,
good, you know, yeah. We want that, and then... From Matthias, he was like, oh, you know, you got a cool attitude, I could definitely write for you. And then McKinley, I don't even know if I could write for you, you're boring.
Yeah.
Like, you're the best singer, but I have nothing else, you know?
It's...
You kick her off.
Yeah.
That, you do not really write for a girl you can't write for. It just makes sense.
And that, I mean, they, before every judging, they stop and they go, so this is all about who inspires you to write things. Yeah. Obviously, McKinley did not inspire him. He said he was boring. Mm-hmm. Like.
Not okay.
It was really stupid. And if it was just about the attitude, Lindsay should be gone. Not,
yeah, seriously.
Like it was really stupid. But, I mean, I guess I'll get over it. I really liked Ellis.
I'm not going to get over it. Like, ever. Not until Lindsay's gone. Sorry. It's completely true.
So what do you think of Matthias this week?
Oh, he did a really bad performance. It was really bad.
I don't completely agree with you, but I see where you're coming from.
Yeah.
I love his attitude, I love his personality, I don't think, I really liked a little hopping, little dance jump thing, but his singing was not very good, and he didn't stand out in any of the other songs this
week. He didn't stand out throughout the episode, and then his last performance wasn't...
The greatest.
It wasn't what I saw last episode from him.
Here's my thing, my sister pointed this out, I agreed too, that... Ryan Murphy, when he talks to Matthias, he says, I see I could make a character for you that's like, he walks into a room, and even though he's short, he's totally confident, he can get all the girls, and he knows that he's the shit. And my sister says, well, they already have that character. Lauren Zeiss is that character. And but what I said was, I think, I agree that if he came on the show, it would just be a clone of Lauren, but... My feeling is that they should have just done him instead of Lauren, because...
Because you don't like Lauren.
Well, not just because of that, but because he might be that way, and, like, it's great to have a character that's confident despite their whatever, but he actually is born this way. He was born with this thing. He can't grow any... It's not his fault.
Yeah.
And whereas Lauren is just... This is not something she's born with. She just happened to... eat a lot, and she can do something about it.
You don't know that.
Well, okay, maybe she does have some sort of, you know, maybe she's predisposed to be that way.
Yeah, people
but, do. We already have Mercedes. My point is that, like, he literally can do absolutely nothing about it. And also, he isn't a bitch. Like, he might be confident, but he's not, like, mean. He's, like, a happy, fun-loving guy, where she is just, like, not only am I sexy, but I'm better than everybody else.
Yep.
Like, so, I don't know, I just kind of wish that he had existed before Lauren Zeiss. But I would like him to stay on for a while, but I don't want him to win because it would be too much like Lauren.
Yeah, that's a lot.
So that's just my feelings about Matthias, but is there anything else you want to talk about?
Honey, Ellis, if you get, like, this like, awesome guy and get, like, a cooler kiss than that, don't worry. That was an awesome kiss on screen. You know, good job.
I think Alice did great. Yeah. I would really love it if Alice ended up being able to be on Glee in some capacity.
Yeah. I want to see her in something.
Yeah, I mean, so. Me too, definitely. Anything. I mean, she has fan base now. There's a lot of people writing on her Facebook wall saying, you shouldn't have been kicked off.
Yeah.
I wanted to talk about one last thing, which is, I want to know how much of their decision-making on the show is for the show, the Glee Project show, to do well, and not necessarily for who should win, and... Because I think that things like keeping Lindsay on for a long time to have people have someone to hate is something that they would want to do for the show. Keeping Cameron and Damien on because they know people are in love with them is something good for the show. Like, I don't know...
That's what happens to reality shows, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because I definitely think that, like, I think that, like, next week is Danceability.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, okay, we're going to get into slight spoiler territory, so if you want to stop listening, stop listening. But, so, episode 5, the one after Danceability, is Parability, which means that I guarantee you Damien and Cameron will not be kicked off, And Lindsay and Marissa will not be kicked off because they're going to be wanting them to pair the attractive ones. I'm guessing Samuel will probably be there too. My guess is that Hannah will be kicked off because she probably won't fit into that very well and she can't dance.
In the commercials, she said she didn't have sex appeal, right?
Yeah.
She said that before.
Yeah. And I also, they tend to highlight the person that is going to be kicked off. Like when they do the next week on Glee Project, they tend to highlight that person. When they...
Oh, Dan knows the... he knows it all now.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I just kind of... I'm thinking that it's probably going to be Hannah, but I mean, I guess I could be wrong. But I just... I don't think that they're going to... I don't know. It's just... It's odd. Yeah. The other thing is that I noticed that when they showed the whole... you know, at the end of the first episode, they showed, like, this season on Glee Project, they showed Mateus and Alex, and they're like, you're going to be gay this week. And so I'm assuming that the Mateus and Alex are going to be paired up. And so that would be kind of funny. I don't know how it's going to...
How about Cameron and Damien?
Cameron and Damien. Yeah. I don't think that's going to happen.
It should happen.
My assumption is it's going to be Cameron and...
Marissa,
probably.
Yep, I can see that.
And Damien and Lindsay.
Yep.
And McKinley and Samuel.
Yeah.
Which, I don't really like McKinley. I wouldn't really mind... I think... I don't know. I don't know, those are weird combinations.
Yeah.
How do you think, what do you think of the whole Lindsay liking Damien thing?
Step away from my man, that's all I can say.
Alright, so I guess that's everything we got for this episode. If you want to email us about this or about anything, you can do so at oralintensitypodcast@gmail.com. That's oralintensitypodcast@gmail.com. Thank you for listening. Please rate us on iTunes, you know, anything. Tell us how you feel about the Glee Project.
Yeah, say
hi. Anything. So, yes, we're glad to hear from you, and thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye.
I'm Ellis. I'm gonna sing Mac the Knife. Oh, the shark, babe, has such teeth, dear, and he shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife has old McHeath, babe, and he keeps it out of sight. There's a tugboat down by the river, don't you know, where a cement bag's just to drop it on down. Old Mackie is back.